Morning. I'd like to call today's date is February 28th, I believe, and we're going to call the roll to see if we got enough people here to do business. Thanks to Butch Garber for the records and Brett Collins from the LIO. So can we call the roll and see if we got a quorum, please?
Representative Josephson.
Here.
Representative Foster.
Here.
Representative Sponholz.
Here.
Representative Newman. Chair Tuck. Senator Von Imhoff.
Here.
Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Vice Chair Bishop.
Here. All right. It appears we have a quorum to do business. So before we get started, I'd like to announce for the record that Pat Pitney was hired as the legislative finance, fiscal and analyst effective January 27th, 2020. So we all welcome her on board. And approval of the minutes, it will be the next order on today's calendar. The first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the last three meetings. Representative Josephson.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the December 18th, 2019, January 22nd, 2020, and January 24th, 2020 meetings as presented.
All right. Seeing no objection. The minutes from the meetings of December 18th, 2019, January 22, 2020, and January 24, 2020 are approved. The third item of business today is the FY19 audit of the Alaska State Legislature. For the next order of business, I would like to have Chris Curtis come to brief the committee on the fiscal year 19 audit of the Alaska State Legislature. Ms. Curtis.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Chris Curtis. I'm your state legislative auditor. What you have in front of you is the independent audit of the Alaska State Legislature. You've got a schedule of appropriations, expenditures, and encumbrances, and the schedule of revenues and the schedule of revenues for fiscal year 19. This is conducted every year. It's required by statute, and if you're on legislative council, you've already seen a copy of this. You also have a letter to those charged with governance that it's required by auditing standards to accompany the audit opinion. So this is basically a standard. Schedules received an unmodified opinion, basically the auditor saying they believe that they are accurate.
All right, thank you. Seeing no comments. Next order of business, I believe, we're going to go into executive session for the preliminary release of the fiscal year 19 statewide single audit. Representative Josephson.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3. Discussion of matters that may by law be required to be confidential for the purposes of discussing confidential audit reports under Alaska Statute 2420-301. I ask that the following persons remain in the room or on the phone lines: our legislative auditor and necessary staff for the auditor, any legislators not on the committee, staff for legislators who are members of the committee, and the House Finance Committee secretaries.
Clarify, I'd like to clarify that the House Finance Committee secretaries are included in the motion in order to follow them to follow today's meeting and conduct their normal business. Seeing no objection, we will go into executive session after a brief at ease to clear the room. Brief at ease. Order, the time is 8:15, and would you call the roll, please, for the record?
Representative Josephson.
Here.
Representative Foster.
Here.
Representative Sponholz.
Here.
Representative Newman. Chair Tuck. Senator Von Imhoff. Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Wilkowski.
Here.
Vice Chair Bishop.
Here. I'd like to reflect that we do have a quorum. Representative Josephson.
I move that the following preliminary audit be released to the agencies for a response: State of Alaska single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2019.
Seeing no objection, the State of Alaska single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2019 is released to the agencies for a response. To the agencies for a response. Other business, I'd like to remind everyone that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, via our consultants N3 Energy, will be offering Petroleum Fiscal Policy 103 training sessions for all legislators and staff tomorrow, Saturday, February 29th. Sessions will begin at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. and more information and sign up can be found on the committee's website at lba.akleg.gov. Seeing no other business, we are adjourned at 8:17.